Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Yielding to Trust, was written by Patricia Rabin. Opening the blinds one winter morning, I faced a shocking sight, a wall of fog. Freezing fog, the weather forecaster called it. Rare for our location, this fog came with an even bigger surprise, a later forecast for blue skies and sunshine in 1 hour. Impossible, I told my husband. We can barely see 1 foot ahead. But sure enough, in less than an hour, the fog had faded, the sky yielding to a sunny, clear blue. Standing at a window, I pondered my level of trust when I can only see fog in life. I asked my husband, do I only trust God for what I can already see? When King Uzziah died and some corrupt rulers came to power in Judah, Isaiah asked a similar question. Whom can we trust? God responded by giving Isaiah a vision so remarkable that it convinced the prophet that he can be trusted in the present for better days ahead. As Isaiah praised in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. The prophet added, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself, is the rock eternal. When our minds are fixed on God, we can trust him even during foggy and confusing times. We might not see it clearly now, but if we trust God, we can be assured his help is on the way. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 4. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself, is the rock eternal. Let's pray. Lord, the world looks foggy and confusing today. So help us fix our mind on you, in whom we can forever trust. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.